Hey folks, we're off and running. It's a Getaway Friday, December the 20th, 2019. 12 coming up, 12, just after 12 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday morning. Boy, oh boy. We're going to have a fun morning this morning. I tell you, I'm a little discombobulated because if any of you listened last night, we had the WWGH Christmas party. And we were not done until 9 o'clock. And we did not leave the studio last night until well after, it was well after 10 o'clock. But boy, did we have a good time. Those Christmas parties have become tradition here for the last 6 years, and last night's party did not fail. And I want to say this about the party, and I'm not trying to down any other place. But in this world, in 2019, there are very few places that you work that even still have a Christmas party. And I've noticed now that if people do have a Christmas party, they usually try to have it during work hours. And I guess that's so people come. And even during work hours, people don't come. And I have worked at other radio stations where I never attended a Christmas party because not a lot of people went to them. And it just was not a fun time. I can honestly say that every year we've had a Christmas party here, 6 years now. Not only does everybody come who does a show here, but people who don't do shows come. And it's been that way every year. And last night was no disappointment. I believe everybody who does a show here, who could be here last night, without fail, was here. And that's fun because people like Nate Redman and Mike Wilson, who just started doing a show on the station in the past year, that was their first Christmas party. And they both came. And Nate brought his wife. And his wife, and this goes back to Christmas party again, the type of Christmas party we have. Nate's wife made a great platter of cookies. And we've been talking about cookies here on WWGH Radio. And she made this great, magnificent platter of cookies and candy and brought it along last night. And again, we need to thank Domino's Pizza because once again, without fail, they came through with pizza and breadsticks and pop. And as I say, everybody came, and we're not the greatest singers in the world, as you heard last night, but we had fun, and we had laughter, and I looked around the room at one point last night, and everybody was laughing, and genuine laughter. You know genuine laughter versus phony laughter, and people were laughing, and people were talking, and it is just one of those amazing things. And everybody who was here last night, I want to run it down. Of course, Charlie Evers reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Charlie really is the backbone of this station. He's a broadcasting legend in this community and has become a great friend of mine over the years. I've worked with Charlie now at I don't know how many different stations, but we've been doing shows now for well over, it may be two decades now. And he's the best, and his wife, Jeannie, is tremendous, and Sean and Terry and Mike Wilson and Glenn Coble and Linda Sims and Nate Redman and Mary Ellen Withrow, who came last night. And Mary Ellen, you know, she has had this tremendously fantastic life, and what a tremendously fantastic year she's had. This is the anniversary, 25 years of being appointed Treasurer of the United States, 50 years since she got into politics, back on the Elgin School Board in 1969, this year being the only person in the history of Marion City Schools to have schools named after them, the first woman to have schools named after them, the first living person to have schools named after them. She came last night, could not have been more gracious, had a good time, stayed for the whole party. Santa Claus was here last night with all the trimmings, and it was just a fun time. And, you know, people do bring gifts and people do bring cards. Linda passed out Christmas cards last night, and Santa Claus had gifts for everybody. And Charlie's wife, because I've been talking about candy, gave me a great list of recipes to try out, handwritten recipes, which I like because I'm not an internet recipe type of person, as you know if you listen to this show. And Charlie's daughter sent me some no-bake cookies, which I haven't had a chance to get into last night because I got in so late last night, but I assure you I will get into those today and I will enjoy them. And because I've been complaining about apple butter for so long, Charlie got me apple butters from Cooper's Mill. So this is not the store-bought apple butter, which I'm not a huge fan of. So it was just great last night. And we genuinely do like to be together. And there's no anger. There's no, this person doesn't like that person. There's no two people who won't talk to each other. It's just a great time. Now, the one thing I do want to address, if you listened to the show last night and you had heard the advertisements for the shows, and one of our special guests has arrived. You probably know that the Leshefsky family has joined us every year for the big hubbub that we do on Christmas party night. I did learn this morning that the Leshefskys were ill. They caught the bug that Charlie was talking about, that urgent care was packed yesterday. The Leshefskys caught the bug, and of course they did not want to come share that with us, and we're glad they didn't, but we did miss them last night after all the years we've had with them, but I'm sure we'll have more years with them. And now joining us in the studio, and we're glad to have him here, but first time on the morning show, how about this? It's, and we're going to have another special guest momentarily, it is Terry Tackett, if I can get the right microphone on. Terry, how you doing?
Doing good.
Now, you were here last night. I was just doing my dissertation on the Christmas party. What's your Christmas
great time, just laughter, and just a lot of good times.
Well, you've been to Christmas parties, and you and I both have other jobs.
Yeah.
There's nothing like the Christmas party that we have assembled here.
No. This is totally different than any of them. I mean, I look forward to this one. I mean, the other ones are great, and don't get me wrong, I like to, you know, the work Christmas parties are great, but there's nothing like this one. I always look forward to this one every year. So.
Well, it's a funny thing because I always say it at other places, and they try to do a good job, but they usually have them during work hours a lot of the time, mm-hmm. so people will come.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times if they have them outside work hours, a lot of people do not show up.
That's
because
right.
It's a busy time of year.
Yep.
I believe every year that we have done this, everybody, was there anybody who didn't show last night?
I was thinking about that driving home last night. I was trying to think. I don't know that anybody's ever really missed one, to be honest with you. I mean,
I think the only person who does a show here who was not able to come last night was Pastor Whitaker.
Oh, yeah.
And, but that was, of course,
with his stuff, yeah.
Yeah, pastor is very busy at this time of year.
Yeah.
But aside from him, I think everybody came.
Absolutely.
And Nate Redman and Mike Wilson, that was their first Christmas party.
Yeah, and they seemed like they were having a great time. You know, I know Nate was enjoying himself, you know.
And Nate's wife with that
cookie tray.
Cookie and candy tray. There was a little bit of everything on there.
Yeah, there was. She put a lot of effort in it. That thing was great, man.
I mean, what great people they are.
Yeah, that was tremendous.
And people...
And also, you know, before we go, we can't really thank Domino's enough.
Oh, man. No,
I mean,
no.
They've been with us for, what, now, 3 years?
Probably. Yeah, for the anniversary.
Yeah,
as part.
Thanks, Domino. You know,
those are the two times we get together every year. We do the anniversary in anniversary of the station in June, mm-hmm. and then we do the Christmas party in December, and Domino's has always been great in catering those events for about the last 3 years.
Absolutely.
So we thank them as always, and hopefully we'll continue to thank them in perpetuity.
Man. Just a lot of fun. Like I say, you know, I had a couple of messages whenever I got home. People were said they were listening, said it was a great time, you know. So
well, and you know, you're here and you are having a great time, and you wonder if it's translating over the air. We're not the greatest singers in the world.
No,
but we have fun.
Yeah, but the thing is, we never make the claim that we're the greatest. You know what I mean? You're not getting American Idol, obviously.
No, we're not American Idol, and we do it all a cappella.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's not even musical accompaniment.
Well, sometimes, though, we have the Leshefskys at least lead us into it. Last night, we didn't have anybody, you know. I mean, we usually have some kind of instruments with, you know, but last night, we didn't have anything. You know, we were just kind of on a whim, you know, just... That's why when it came to some of the words of the songs...
Well, that's an interesting thing because we do have these word sheets, but it's hard. It's
just
hard to
get... It's tough, man.
Because how many people were here last night?
I thought I counted 15.
I think 15
That's
people.
What I thought, yeah.
So you're trying to get 15 people with no music, a cappella, mm-hmm. on the same line of music.
Well,
that's a little difficult.
What I was also impressed with, too, was the number of people that was here, how everything flowed so easily. You know, like there was really no congestion. I mean, everything.
Yeah, it was fine. I did not hear any complaints last night.
Yeah.
Like I say, at this particular Christmas party, I don't hear people looking at each other and saying, oh, I don't like that person. I don't want to talk to that person.
Right.
There's no problem.
I didn't see any of that. Yeah.
No.
I mean, I just, but what was nice is, you know, when it was a person's time, you know, they were where they were supposed to be, you know, it just worked out great.
It worked perfectly, and I hope everybody enjoyed. Now, did anybody out there who's up this morning, which barely was us this morning,
yes.
after leaving last night
after
10, did anybody listen to the special last night, and did you enjoy it? I know they had us on over at the Elks last night. I know that
Thank
was a great
you.
Thing.
Yep, yep.
So if anybody listened and wants to give a comment on the special last night, let us know, because we were here. We were a part of it. We really didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. But give me a call. What did you think of the big Christmas special last night? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Terry Tackett in studio this morning, and we still have another special guest who's on his way. And we're going to have big fun this morning, big Christmas fun.
What's the what's on the agenda today? You got anything special planned?
I think we're going to. This is as Christmassy a time as we can get.
Just kind of open forum.
Open forum, Christmas time. Because I've been talking about everything Christmas on this show.
I gotcha. Okay.
For the last few weeks, and we've been taking phone calls and having a great time. And I do want to let the listening audience know. Of course, Charlie Evers will be along this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon.
Oh.
And that's our big open
Scott,
Charlie
too,
show.
Can I throw one more thing out just about the Christmas special? I apologize. I totally forgot about this. Promo costumes.
Oh, promo costumes, right.
I did. I'm so sorry. I forgot to, you know, they gave us a Santa. I mean, it was.
Santa Claus appeared.
Yeah. Thank you to those guys. You know, I totally forgot. I'm sorry about that. But
promo costumes, Domino's Pizza, the whole bit.
Maybe. And if you need anything from a local standpoint, those guys have everything down there. So
that's great.
I mean, they're, you know, I talked to the guy and he said they do it all over. They ship them all over the world, so it doesn't matter where you're at. So
great. So. And I hear I think Glenn Coble was telling me that he had done some business with them when he was with the credit union.
Yeah, they got a mascot there. That's right. Yeah, they have that shop is tremendous. I did a walkthrough. You know, the day. Oh, it's unbelievable what they do down there.
Now, I really have never been down there. What kind of things do they do?
I mean, it's weird to explain, but like anything pretty much you need from a costume or a mascot standpoint, they have it. If they don't have it, they can get it. But like they hand sew some stuff. I mean, you know, they can make it. They make alterations to them if you need them. They, you know.
Well, it sounds like a great operation.
Oh, it's a tremendous bit. And when I went in there, I think there's only three or four people that normally, you know, work there. You know, I don't know if they have any more or not. The times I were there, you know, the gentleman I talked to, Dan, he's tremendous, man. I mean, he's
well, what a great operation it sounds
very,
like.
Very good guy. Yeah, like I say, I mean, just looking around on their walls and stuff, it just seems like, you know, pretty much any costume you would want or any mascot you would need, they have it. So.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
So
great local business. You know,
all the people who helped us out last night, we certainly are thankful for.
Yeah.
I was just. It's an impressive night, and like I say, I hope the people who listen had a good time.
I had a blast, man. It's always a lot of fun. You know?
And this morning is a lot of fun as well, because this morning is one of those mornings. It's also a little bit of a tradition here at WWGH Radio, because I believe after talking to Charlie last night, the tradition will continue today where I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
But you want to listen to Charlie's show
because
this has become a tradition for 4 or 5 years now, the last Charlie show.
The big noon celebration.
Yeah. And we'll all be back on at noon today for the exchange.
Yeah.
So you and our special guests, who I don't want to announce yet, we'll all be on at noon with Charlie, which will be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And during Charlie's show today, there's something fun that goes on every Charlie show.
Yep.
So don't miss that.
Yeah, don't miss that, yeah.
That's one of the favorite things
That's,
all year round.
That's why I was glad I was off today so I could partake in that, you know. And
it's a great moment. It's a great, great moment.
Oh, speaking of which.
So here comes the second special guest this morning.
Is here.
Special guest. Now, could you hear us booming over the radio waves this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I was going to say, I bet he wasn't even listening.
No, I know he was listening. I was getting the updates.
I'm just kidding.
Of course, it's Sean Kraft, who was here last night. Now, the reason Sean's a little late this morning is because he's our beverage man this morning. Stopped at the local beverage establishment and picked up some beverages for us. And this is going to lead into me talking about an issue I had this morning, but we'll get into that. This is the latest I've been in a long time here. We'll get Sean's mic on here.
Get him on here, and
And we'll continue on with this festivity o' fun this morning on a Friday
Sean,
morning.
Sean, what did you think yesterday?
Last night was a really fun party last night. You know, people should come out and join us every year and have fun.
It is fun. Well, I don't know that people should come out and join us. I don't know that it's an open party.
I can't imagine squeezing a couple hundred people in here, but I mean, you know, with the 15 we had, it was, you know, it was fine. I mean,
well, it's an internal office Christmas party. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, Sean and Terry and I are going to share Christmas memories, and then we're also going to partake in Charlie's show this morning, because the last Charlie show before the holiday is a unique Charlie show. I don't think you've ever been here for this Charlie show before the holiday.
No, I haven't.
Batten down the hatches. It's another tradition
here.
You're
going to have a great time.
And then we'll all be back at noon today to do the Exchange Club, our Christmas Exchange Club. Will be Terry, Sean, and Charlie. And trust me, we'll be able to get into some fights today. This will be good.
I'll be like the View here later.
It'll be like the View later on. Because Charlie and I have been doing that show solo for a while. Since somebody flew the coop, name we shall not mention. But that's the way it is here at WWE. But let's talk about... Oh, no, I want to talk about my disaster this morning first, and then we'll get in. Okay, last night when we left here, we were one of the... I think we three were the last out the door last night. And I started to notice this yesterday, and it happens when the weather goes up and down, cold and warm. One of my tires, it wasn't flat, but it looked like it needed a little bit of air, the passenger tire. But I surely was not going to stop last night because it was after 10 o'clock when we got out of here. Plus, I had the pizza, which I don't eat during the show because I'm doing the show. Mm-hmm. And so I had the pizzas in the car, and I'm going home last night. So I didn't stop for air, and I thought, well, I'll just get up this morning and do it. But that's fine. No issue, because I'm usually here pretty early in the morning, and I had no reason to be here any earlier today. So I get up. And I actually slept 1 minute before the alarm today. The internal clock did not go off until 1 minute before the alarm. So I was already getting a little bit of a late start, but still no biggie. You know, air is not a big issue. I have to go down Route 95 to get here, so that's not a big issue.
So you pass several places.
I pass places where I can get air.
Yeah.
So I get out on 95 this morning. And I'm going to stop because listeners know the last time I had to get air in my tire about 3 or 4 months ago, I went to Meijer first, and Meijer's machine was out of business. So I got out, the machine was out of business, I got back in the car, and then I had to go to the Duke station anyway. So I'll just skip that this morning, and I'll just go straight to the Duke station. And my tire would not have gone flat because I got out and looked at it this morning, made sure it was not close to going flat. It wasn't, but I just didn't, you don't want to risk it. You want to get it out of the way. So I'm going down 95 and I pull. First of all, 95 was busy this morning. I go down 95 every day at that time of day, and I don't know what it was this morning.
It's Friday rush hour.
Well,
I wondered if holiday related.
Well, I do it every day, other Fridays, and this morning was particularly busy.
Well, it's holiday, it's holiday.
Well, you think these people, I know school's still in for one more day, and I don't think people are out of work yet.
That's what I was wondering, if people...
I don't think yet, but in any event, I get over there to the Duke, and I pull up, and I thought, well, I'm going to get air in both tires, both front tires.
Yeah.
Pump them both up.
Makes sense,
So I get out, and the tire that looks a little low, which is the passenger tire, I put the money in, and the thing starts making noise. And, of course, I don't want to get down on the ground because it's cold, and there's also snow and slush on the ground, so it's harder to get down to where you need to get. So I get down there, and I'm putting it in, and it shows, of course, that I have lower tire pressure on the passenger side. And I got it in there. And all of a sudden, it starts beeping at me. It says, error, 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 error. And I think, oh, no, there must be something internally wrong with this tire. And it was not blowing up. It just was not going up at all. And I thought, oh, man, well, maybe the tire is shot. So I thought, well, let me get the other tire because they're not totally flat yet. And then after I leave here today, I'll just fix the situation. So I go over and I pump up the driver's side tire. That goes up just fine. There was no, and it wasn't that low anyway, but it went up fine. But I still had time left on the air hose. So I thought, well, I'll go back over and try this tire again. Well, the second time I went over and tried the tire, it went up just fine. So I don't know if I had the thing in there crooked or if I had it linchpinned or something. I don't know. But I had to get down on the ground to do this. And it's cold on the ground at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's snowy on the ground. And you try to find a spot on the ground to lay your knee to get down that is not covered with slush or dirt or snow. So that was the reason. It was the latest I've ever got here. And then also, as I'm trying to pull back out on to 95 this morning, I mean, it's like rush hour. I can't get out of there. Yeah. And you know what it made me think about? Was when they put this Dunkin' Donuts in, because I don't know, I guess it would be the city, because it will be in the city limits. When they put this Dunkin' Donuts in, and they're going to try to have this turnstile where people cannot turn left onto 95 if you go into Dunkin' Donuts, kiss it goodbye. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I know Marion people. I've lived here for a little bit of time now, and just like that Duke pulling out, people are going to go both ways. Just like Wendy's, people are going to pull both ways. And if you think just some little turnstile is going to force people to go right, nobody's going to want to go right out of there because right is where there's no traffic. If you think they're going to turn right and then go into a parking lot and turn around to go left, you can kiss that goodbye.
It's going to be the old saying, an accident waiting to happen.
Well, it will be. Do you really think, Sean, because they put a turnstile in there, that people are going to force themselves to go left?
No, I mean, people just do what they want anyway.
You know, I think what's really going to happen is I think that people are just going to start going out the entrance.
Yeah.
That's all they'll do.
I had heard it some time ago that they were going to actually do away, they were trying to do away with the lanes to where you couldn't turn left from any business onto 95.
Oh, I think that'd be murder.
You'd be able just to go the other way.
So that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to do that. No, who wants to go left?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what you should do? Who wants to go right?
Yeah.
You should do what I do. Make the tire stem go up to the top. Go backwards and make it go up.
Well,
that's hard with both tires, though.
It is hard, yeah.
What I normally do is I take mine like to Walmart or something. They'll give you, you know, they'll put air in them for you and stuff. So that's what I, if they're okay.
Do they make you wait?
It's a couple minutes. I mean,
Make you wait at all.
You just stay in your truck, you know. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
So you just go up to Walmart and you pull up outside and
not
you go.
Not Marion, no. Marion and Walmart don't do that.
I mean, I've done it and, you know.
Marion?
I've even done it at this, like, 10-minute oil change place.
So Marion does that too?
Yeah.
Oh, they always make me go inside and say, park your car.
The other day, I was down by my house down in Delaware, and I was doing some shopping over by there was a Goodyear tire place, and I pulled in there, and the guy said, yeah, I just went to this one stall, and he went around, you know, and he opens your door so he can see the tire pressure that your tires are supposed to be at, and that's what he inflated them to. And,
Oh, well, maybe I should have just done that. What time does Walmart open? Are they open at 7?
Yeah, 8 a.m. to like
I wouldn't have made it this morning, unfortunately.
Yeah. I didn't know.
8 to 7, I think, or something like that.
I didn't know how Marion Walmart done that. They always had me come in, and they always come out and get the mileage. And
Now, there's, like I say, there's one bay that they designate for that. I mean, there's like four total. I think the other three are for oil changes. There's this one particular bay around there that, you know, and pull up real close, their hose will actually, you know, the guy can just go around with, it takes maybe 4 minutes, four or 5 minutes to do all the.
It was one of those things that the tire was not close to flat. I don't think I would have went flat.
Yeah.
But when the temperature.
Well, it's just the weather change.
And last night, the way I was parked, because my tires were kind of. By the way, I want to bring this up too. This is something. Apparently, it's just going to be the morning of grievances this morning because that's what. There is somebody, and I'm not going to say the name because it's nobody in this room, but there's somebody who likes to make fun of the way I park. Now, I've ridden with both of you, and both you guys have ridden with me. Yeah. We've went to big cities. We've went to New York together. We've went to
Pittsburgh.
I went to Pittsburgh with Terry. I've been to Chicago with Sean. I've been to Indianapolis with Sean, Toronto.
Yeah.
Terry, we've been to Cleveland together.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have you ever known me to have any kind of driving issue at all?
No, because usually I drive.
No, don't. Now, that's not true.
It is true. I mean, he's...
on a long-term...
All the New York trips
I drove... Why are you starting out on a getaway Christmas Friday?
Here we go.
Telling lies.
Who invited this guy?
Oh, my mother.
Anyway, your point is...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
About driving or about parking.
I mean. Yeah.
Just tell the truth first and say that I do drive in these places.
No.
Yes, I do.
When?
First, listen. When we were in Chicago driving around, once we got into the city, I drove.
Yeah, one day you did. Yeah.
Okay.
During the dust storm. Pittsburgh.
During the dust storm.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. I drove the whole way.
Yep. He poured gas all the way down.
Hold on.
Leg.
It's the view already. They can't hear us at home. Terry, when I drove the entire Pittsburgh trip.
Yep.
Entire. And Pittsburgh, the
and
land of
how many
of
times
off-ramps.
Did we go under that bridge? I mean.
Land of bridges in Pittsburgh.
Everywhere.
What a mess.
And the Fort Pitt Bridge, I think it was called.
I think we were on the Fort Pitt Bridge for about 6 months.
We seemed like those European, or the vacation, you know. We seemed like we never got off that.
And I drove in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
I was with you, Sean. Oh, yeah. I did. Yes, I did. I drove in the city.
When?
After you got the parking ticket and got scared to drive.
That's not true.
That is true. That is true.
What about this?
No, tell the story. Go ahead. You did. You got paranoid after they ticketed you.
No, I drove out of there because your shoe blew out.
No. I had fixed my shoe. That's when we got the ticket.
Yeah, but you never got... I drove in the car.
No, because we had already been to the hotel that day, and you said you drive because you wanted to read the ticket.
Yeah, I did. When I did read the ticket.
So now, see, you got all spiteful there. Now, but
I drove home.
Now, how was theirs price wise?
Well, we weren't leaving then.
Yeah,
huh? Pretty pricey ticket, or how was theirs?
No, I think it was already like.
Well, you didn't pay it.
No,
let's be honest.
Well, we got out of it.
What do you mean we got out of it? Now tell the truth.
Well, you wrote a story.
Well, no, I didn't write a story. Well, let's not.
I mean, we don't
need the cops coming.
Yeah,
in.
Listen,
I didn't write a story.
The statute of limitations are over.
I mean, you wrote a story. What happened?
Yes, I did, and they got us out of the ticket.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, we didn't know because we'd never been there in that city before.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
but it is true.
Yeah, I actually pulled in there when there was another car sitting there, so I figured it was a
parking. Yeah. Was it private? Is that what it was, or was it?
Well, I guess there was a sign behind a tree, but I didn't see it. Did you?
Oh, okay.
I'm.
He's pleading the fifth on that.
I remember is, now if I got to tell the truth in the Christmas holiday, I don't remember the sign, but I do remember thinking, because every parking spot was filled for miles around,
gotcha.
And I do remember Sean saying he did not want to walk, so he's just going to park there.
Ah.
But there was a car that pulled out of there before I pulled in there.
So he didn't really care if it was a parking spot or not. He wasn't walking. So.
Right, and that's the feeling that I got.
Okay.
I guess I didn't. You know what, Terry? I didn't want to blow my shoe out.
Yeah.
And it is true. I did have a shoe issue prior to going there, and that's why we were at the shoe store. There's no doubt about it. But the point is, back before all
say,
this,
yes.
Let's get
yes,
back to
yeah,
point A.
Yeah.
Hey, go back to point A.
Have you ever known me to have an issue driving?
No.
Even in these big cities?
No.
Or around town?
No.
No. Okay.
Only hitting curves and breaking tires, but that's okay.
Here Why?
We go again.
No, I'm okay, sorry, go ahead.
One time.
Go back to...
One
back to,
time when I was, a teenager, I hit a curb and we got a broken tire in the cemetery. I should have just buried you that day and been done with this.
We wouldn't be having this conversation.
So
No, that was McDonald's curb too. We pulled in there and
I don't know, we popped a tire at McDonald's, did we?
Yeah, we bit your tire all the
That's the way it goes back in those days.
Yeah.
But in recent times, have I ever had any driving issues?
No. That I know of.
Well.
Yeah.
And I just got word because they listen every morning. And I can say the name, I guess, so I'm off the statute of limitations on this. I was out during this holiday season one day with Bailey. You guys met Bailey. She was here, you know.
Yeah, nice
she's
girl.
Been on, she's been on the show. Well, that's debatable. And she was on the show, and she does not like the way that I park. Because I drove that day, and she still to this day makes fun of the way that I park, that apparently I can't get it in between the lines when I'm parking the car, and allegedly she's perfect. So you tell me, you guys have ridden with me, am I a dangerous person to be parking?
I don't think so.
Well, I've been in a lot of wrecks with you.
Now, wait a second.
I mean, what do you mean a lot? No, whoa. That I caused?
Oh, yeah.
One time,
Terry, that I was on underneath the anesthesia. I was getting my wisdom teeth out.
And you want me to say that I caused that?
Well.
No. I stopped at a stoplight. Murder me. I stopped at a stoplight, and somebody rear-ended me.
Oh, jeez.
I can't remember. I was out of it.
So that wasn't my fault. So what other wrecks have I caused?
Orange Road. You was eating a salad and bam.
Why do you want to go back to Orange Road? Orange Road is a bad experience. There was no damage to anybody's car, was there? We were in a standstill.
It was a listener, too.
It was a listener. Get out of the car, and the guy goes, aren't you the guy from Tradio? I thought, darn it.
This guy can't go nowhere.
I can't go anywhere. Always trouble. But other than that, no problems.
No.
Okay, so I think she's totally wrong to say that I cannot park in between the lines, and to bring this up at Christmas time is the double death.
You know, she'd probably yell at me, too. You know, at my job, you know what I do? I take up 4 parking spots.
Purposely? Or?
Purposely.
Now, how do you take up 4?
Because you know how you just park right in the middle, in all 4 tires, in all 4 lanes.
Wouldn't that be 2 lanes?
Well, I mean, 4 spots.
Two spots. 4 spots.
4 spots.
Oh, okay. So you park in the middle of 4 spots. Now, why do you do this?
So they don't hit my car.
But isn't that a bigger chance of somebody hitting your car? Because if they want to pull
it... No, they can't ding. They can't ding my car if I take up...
But, I mean, there's not a force field around your car. If I wanted to drive, I'd say, why is this guy... This is my spot, and I pull in and ding it, then...
Then you're at fault for taking up 4 spots.
Yeah, right? Isn't that... And then it would be... Not only would I ding your car, you...
Is that a law in the parking lot?
Well, I mean, if it comes down to a situation where that's the only spot available, and you've taken up 4 spots, I mean...
I mean, I park way out in the boonies. I mean, I park, like, way out.
Well, then I don't think it matters. Does anybody else park out there?
Nah, sometimes, but not all the time.
I can't believe you parked that far away from the door, because I've been to Washington, D.C. with you, and you didn't want to park 10 feet away from the door. No, that's true.
I think it was cold that day.
Yeah. And every time we go anywhere together, you always say, why are you parking way out here?
Dude, that was years ago. Now, I actually park far out everywhere I go now. And walk.
Well, that remains to be seen, as they say. That remains to be seen.
When we go to the Rainbow Room and the little girl that was there wanted to beat you up.
Tell the story. People get confused, but I don't think a lot of people have heard that story.
Oh, God, that was funny.
That's a good story.
Man, that was funny.
No, it was it was a little Asian girl.
Wait, that's why I didn't say that. I didn't want
What is with you and Charlie and these nationalities? Man, all I can remember is last night Charlie says, I don't even know if I should say it again this morning. I'm nervous to even say it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
But basically, the essence of what Charlie said last night was, why are all the Christmas songs written by people of Jewish heritage?
Yeah.
But that's not what Charlie said last night.
No, he said
something a little different.
No, I'm just saying she was Asian.
This is Christmas.
No, it is.
What's wrong with saying?
But
Asian?
I mean, what does her nationality have to do with this story?
Not just let you know that it was a little Asian girl.
But if it was a Caucasian girl, would you say that this is a Caucasian girl?
Yes, because the reason why I'm going to say this is because she knew karate.
You do not know that. Now, see, now you're lying.
Well, he's
God.
You know, kung fu or whatever. You know,
kung fu.
You just never know.
Well, the essence of the story is.
Yeah, Terry, you tell the story.
We were in New York. We were at the NBC studios.
Rainbow Room.
Yeah, we were at the Rainbow Room.
Rockefeller Center.
We go up, and. We didn't know this, but I mean, it just happened to turn out that there's a dress code that's strictly enforced. So we're wearing collar shirts, me and Scott. Well, Sean shows up, and he had a nice shirt on and everything, but it wasn't a collared shirt. So
what did we say? He had a nice shirt on?
Yeah. So he had a shirt on, but it wasn't collared. Anyway, they had this girl that actually kind of manned the door. And she wasn't letting him in because he didn't have...
You're saying he had nice clothes on that night? He was dressed like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, he was. He was dressed like the Grim Reaper that night. So, What exactly happened?
So when he goes up there, and she's talking to me and you, and she's telling us that, you know, there's going to be a table available, and she's telling us that our table will be ready pretty soon, you know, or what, and she's kind of going over the rules and things like that. And so anyway, as we go up there, she pulls Sean off to the side and says, "You can't come in." And he says, "Why?" And she goes through the whole process about, you know, you don't have a collared shirt on, and, you know, we have a dress code. So then Sean tries to sidestep her, and she steps right in front of him.
She did. She stepped right in front of him to stop him. And I, you know what? I'm thinking back. I think this girl was Caucasian. I don't think she was of a nationality.
I can't remember. I thought she was, but maybe not. I mean, she was a New Yorker, because New Yorker people, woo, they can be feisty sometimes.
Well, you didn't have the dress code. It's your fault.
Yeah.
What? How come they don't have it posted?
Well, they probably know people.
They probably just assume that if...
You had a black T-shirt on and a black pair of sweatpants on.
You look like you could have went in and robbed the place.
She probably thought that you maybe were going to go up there and try to take some of the martinis out of the Rainbow Room.
But the price that they charged for the martinis, they were robbing you.
Oh, man. Oh, it tastes like gasoline. Goodness,
yeah, I think I got, what, 3 drinks for $100 that night or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So I know. I got a Diet Coke for it. It was like $10.
Yeah.
How did we start talking about this story? We were talking about parking spaces at one point. Yeah. How did we get to this?
Driving in big cities.
Driving in big cities. But you wanted to tell that story?
Me?
Yeah. I just don't understand.
Don't put this on me.
But what is with people's nationalities? Why do you and Charlie always have to go to nationality?
Before they can tell the story, they have to let you. They have to give you a premise of the story, you know?
I just wanted to let you know who, you know, just like me, I'm a fat man. You know what I mean? If I'm going to tell a story, I'm a fat man.
But what does your girth have to do with the story?
No, because you just want to let people know what the person looks like.
But did they tell you the about that story also, too? Do you remember why we couldn't go outside on the terrace part? Did you hear
there was a party, wasn't there?
But a private party. You know who booked it? Did they tell you who booked it?
Uh-uh.
Will Ferrell. Remember, he had that movie coming out.
Oh.
Really? I didn't see him. Yeah. Did you see him?
No, I didn't see him, but they said that's why that...
I'll tell you, there's a bit of conjecture about that whole story, and we're not talking about... Next hour, I guess, will be Christmas memories.
Oh, so...
But...
we kind of went off track, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, it all started with Bailey, and I'll tell you, mocking how I park cars.
That's right.
Now, she says she's perfect.
What?
Sean.
I want that videotaped. I want to see that.
All I'm saying is...
She's a good dancer. We know that.
Oh. Now, see, that's a lie.
Come on now,
She did a good job.
You know she ran right into the stand and fell over.
And she didn't mean to.
About broke her hip.
She didn't mean to, poor girl.
Well, that doesn't... Hey, listen, Martha Douse would not have been into that type of dancing. Martha would not have backed into the stand and knocked herself over.
Well, Martha Day, I see twirls.
Oh, no. Martha does the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, right. Yeah, she tried to teach me that one. Ooh, good Lord.
Well, we were talking last night about how if you would have done that dance that Bailey did, and you had backed into the stand, not only would you have leveled the stand to the ground, you would have ended up in Ohio Health downstairs.
Yeah, can you believe he said that to me?
Well, they would have been in this morning repairing the floor.
You'd have put in a skylight for Ohio Health.
That's good. I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Sean said, no, I'd have been in the right building if he'd ended up in Ohio Health, right? I mean,
they would have come out and checked your blood pressure and said, boy, this guy's not stable to go home.
Yeah, we got to keep him,
And this is the type of holiday fun we have. Did I mention? I think I did. But Charlie Evers gave me some apple butter last night. Isn't that nice?
Oh, man.
You
going to
let me try some of that?
No. No, I'm not going to let you try any of that.
I love apple butter.
You're a diabetic.
I love apple butter, yeah.
How much sugar is in that thing?
Oh, probably 7 or 8
50
pounds.
50 grams, I'm guessing.
Do you know, I found out that the apple butter, if it's made by the Amish, do you know it's like all natural stuff?
Speaking of which, I'm going next week.
Really?
I'm going to get some. I'm getting some.
They make apple butter national.
Without preservatives or whatever. Yeah.
You know why they make... Well, I don't want to say it on the air. You know... Well, listen, if you know the Amish, you know why it's all natural.
You got to get one of their pies.
Why?
Well, I'm just... Yeah. Listen, the Amish do not use electricity, and the Amish do not have running water.
Yeah.
But you know, I
you fill in the blanks.
Well, I noticed a lot of them do though.
Listen,
they must be new Amish
or breaking Amish
or no? What do they call the word? Is that urban? They're urban.
They're
Amish.
Urban Amish
or
city Amish.
Oh, what's the other one? Some of them do. There's like different kind of Amish. Like some of them have electricity or.
Well, there's different, like different. Like there's Mennonites and Amish. Then there's.
Listen, if you're in a horse Quakers and buggy, you probably do not have running water.
No. The ones I go, whenever I go over and buy things, believe me.
Well, let's see. How many nationalities have we offended this hour? We've offended the Amish. We've offended the Asians.
We're not
people of Jewish.
Jewish heritage.
Well,
sure.
We're not offending them. We're just bringing up the qualities that they have.
Now, see, that's offensive. What qualities do white Americans have?
We have just as much as they do. I mean,
but nobody would say, okay, like you said, you were a heavy guy. Okay, now that's not a quality of a white American.
No, but I know how to do some of the stuff that other people do.
But what would a trait of a Caucasian American be? Where you would say that's only something a Caucasian American does?
I don't know. It could be anything. Really.
That's what I'm saying. That we as Caucasian, we don't, but we see other people as that's only a Jewish thing. That's only an Asian thing.
We like
thing.
Eat food.
Well, but so does everybody else. Yeah. I mean, there are heavy people all around.
I don't know.
The
if
spectrum.
You go to China, they're skinny. They eat
that's because they walk. They walk everywhere. Mother, father, this morning. Oh my God. We still got 8 minutes left this hour. But if anybody wants to comment on this train wreck this morning, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and keep your radio tuned because we got 5 hours of this morning, and Charlie's going to join the fun starting at 10 o'clock this morning.
This thing got derailed.
But we're going to have a day because we're all going to be here through 1 o'clock, and we've got the libations coming during Charlie's show, and then we got the Exchange Club today. You're not going to want to change your radio for love nor money, as they say. And next hour is going to be Christmas memories. But if anybody would like to call in and comment on any of this stuff right now, I know you're out there listening. It's busy shopping time. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944.
My first morning on this show. Come on, call
in. I love this idea of apple butter from the Cooper's Mill.
Oh. Is that local or is it?
Shaking your face about over there?
I got a message.
Already?
Yes.
Oh,
what's
boy.
That?
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
It just says your parking does stink.
Oh, no way.
Who said that?
I will find that person. I
know who it was.
You can't divulge his
sources. I know who it was. That person sent you a message?
Huh?
That person sent you a message. I know who it was.
Who?
It's the same person we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is. Listen, I will find her and I will explain to her that this is not how you park. This is not how I park, certainly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, parking, I mean, when I park, I take up 4 spots.
Well, I mean, like, she's perfect.
Right.
She can't, she dances poorly. She ran into the stand out there. Now, how's her balance?
Exactly.
She didn't mean to.
Well, I didn't mean to park outside the line.
Sometimes, you know, you just can't help it.
This chair is harder than a rock.
Well, the thing
I
that's
think
sitting
the chair's
is bigger
fine.
Than a rock.
I was going to say, I think the chair's
you're not
going to
break that chair, are you?
No, I'm not going to break the chair.
Operator error, I think.
I mean, we need to get recliners in here.
That's right.
That's what we
just get recliners for everybody.
Lazy boys. We'll just lean back and.
I don't know why people though have to. It's amazing to me when people stereotype a nationality. I don't understand that.
I wasn't stereotyping.
I'm not. This is not all directed at you. Oh. Now calm down.
Oh my God!
You're like Rosie O'Donnell all of a sudden over there.
It just seems like before they tell a story, and I've heard it not just picking on a show. I've heard it from everybody. That's typically the way a lot of people start a story out.
Yeah, I don't understand.
They have to let you know.
Well, like why? Like last night, Charlie saying, "Why are all Christmas songs written by Jewish people?" Well, it's because their mothers were Jewish. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's the answer.
Right. So when Charlie comes in today, I'm going to be on his show for the first time.
We'll all be. We're all out all afternoon here.
You know, hey, me and him, we'll just we'll have a discussion about that.
About good. Well, listen, folks, that'll be a real educational piece you'll want to listen to.
Let's see. Well, that'll last about 5 minutes, and I can see some calls being made.
Why wouldn't Jewish people write Christmas songs? I don't understand. I don't get it. Why does it matter?
I'm sure the mentality probably is Jewish people don't celebrate Christmas, so why would they write a Christmas song? They celebrate Hanukkah.
Okay, but people who live in warm climates write about cold climates. Why can't they do that?
Well, wasn't God Jewish?
I don't think God was anything. I think Jesus was Jewish.
I don't understand how.
But I don't think Jesus celebrated Christmas in the sense of Santa Claus,
right?
That sort of
thing. We made that up.
Santa Claus is not made up.
No. I'm saying we made that up in our years.
I don't know. Santa Claus was from Turkey, so I really don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
But no, it's not the Jesus Santa Claus story.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure this out. You know what I mean?
It's kind of
confusing.
A little bit confusing, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, like I said, Jesus was Jewish.
But I don't think he practiced the Jewish religion.
That's the difference. Okay.
And how do we know that these singers practiced the Jewish religion?
They're not of that faith, right?
But you know what? People who are Jewish, I think they're aware that Christmas is going on.
Sure.
And a lot of these songs were written in the 50s.
You know what? I had a lady at work that her family's Jewish, and that's what she said last week. She said, it's 12 days of presents now or something to that. I don't know exactly how long, you know, Hanukkah is, but I know that she her family celebrates both.
Well, apparently Caucasian Americans are pumpkin spice and Starbucks. That's what I just heard.
Pumpkin spice and Starbucks, okay.
So are you calling Santa Claus this year? I know he's busy this year, this time of the year, because, you know.
I call him every
year. Our comedy's way up.
Well, I don't know that means anything to Santa Claus. The elves make Santa's toys.
Well, yeah, but
Shauna submitted a list already to him. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the holiday spirit. That's all I can say at this particular juncture.
I mean, last night put me in a better holiday mood. I wasn't really, you know, but definitely last night.
Well, that's a story I wanted to say. It was a family atmosphere here last night, and it is a family, and it's a great family, and we have a lot of fun, and it's a good time.
It was fun, yeah.
But I think when people knock how you park a car, and I think when people knock,
you're nitpicking.
Nitpicking, and what do they care? They should be lucky.
Right.
They should be lucky they were let in the car. They should be lucky that they're even along for the ride.
The way I look at it, if you arrive to the destination safely,
that's right.
You've done the job.
Shut up.
Yes,
that's what I say. Shut up.
Drink your Starbucks and your pumpkin spice.
That's right.
Shut up.
So that's what. So that's what we see on the holidays.
Well, I do when people. You're not supposed to knock people's driving on the holidays.
Right. Happy holidays.
Well, and after that, now you wouldn't sing at all last night, and now you're singing.
Now he's like Mel Torme now. He didn't sing at all last night. Now he's chestnuts roasting.
Well, you wanted to sing it last night. The Andy Williams, Winter Wonderland.
There you go.
Here's your chance to let it go.
Yep.
Apparently, we butchered the hippopotamus song.
Yep.
Let's go out this hour doing the hippo song. Now, we all know a little bit of this. Here we go. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toys. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I can see me now on Christmas morning sneaking down the stairs. What a joy and what a surprise when I open up my eyes to see my hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. And that's it, folks. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa, he had lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to...